Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayigash, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. This week's shir is dedicated to Refuas Menachem Moshe Ben Basia, Rav Yehuda Ben Rivka Leia, and Tzvi David Ben Chana Rizal. In this week's Parsha, we know the famous argument, standoff, between Yehuda and Yosef. At the end of last week's Parsha, Yosef had taken Binyamin as a captive, and now Yehuda was trying to win him back. The Torah tells us in last week's parasha that Yehuda said to his father, to Yaakov Avinu, let me bring Binyamin down to Yosef. Yosef has asked to see him. And the Torah tells us in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Tes, Anochi Erevenu Miyadi Tavakshenu Imlei Havi Yosef Elecha Bitzagdi Lufanecha V'chatasi Lecha Kol Yomim. I will be his guarantor, and if I don't return him to you and present him to you, I will be in sin before you forever. In this week's parasha, Yehuda says to Yosef, "Ki avdecha arabas anar." He tells Yosef that the reason why you have to allow me to take my brother back is because I have guaranteed the lad to my father. Rashi explains that what was Yehuda telling Yosef? If you'll ask, why am I asking for Binyamin more than all the others? Why am I the one who is pleading on his behalf? That is because if I don't bring him back, I will lose my chelik in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Mefarshim asks, why did Yehuda promise Yaakov such a promise? And why was this promise so convincing to Yaakov Avinu to send Binyamin back? If Yehuda had failed, Yaakov would have been even greater distress, because Binyamin would be lost, and Yehuda would be a nidui, and then that doesn't help anybody. So why is it that Yehuda's words were able to convince Yaakov Avinu to send Binyamin? The Avnei Nezer says the following answer. It's an amazing teretz. Every person has in himself strengths that he does not know about. We know it's documented, and there was allegedly a story even this week about a young child whose brother had a dresser fall on top of him, and he was able to pick it up. Why was that? Because in the moment that a person needs to come up with strength, he needs to come up with something superhuman that maybe he didn't know he had. When a person needs it, he can do things that are way beyond what he thought his capabilities are. Even a weak person can perform deeds that the strongest person in the world can't normally do. They find strength in themselves that they previously didn't know about. However, these strengths that a person does have is always within himself. They just come to the fore in the time of need. Therefore, maybe we can explain Yehuda's kavana over here. Yehuda accepted upon himself a shamta, a nidui, a excommunication, if he would fail to return with Binyamin. When Yaakov Avinu heard this, he knew that Yehuda would succeed in bringing Binyamin back. Because a nidui is such a serious matter, as the Gemara tells us in Saita Daf Zayin, that if Yehuda would have not come back with Binyamin, he would have been banned from the Yeshiva Shalmala, he would have been banned from coming into the Mechitza of the Shechina forever. And since Yehuda's future was at stake, Yaakov Avinu knew that Yehuda would use every talent that he had and every quote-unquote trick in the book in order to bring back Binyamin to his father. Of course, you know that a person should not make a shvuah. The Gemara tells us in Nedarim that it's not correct to make Nedarim and shvuas because a person could transgress it and therefore it would be a big avera. But there are certain times when if a person sees that he's lax in a mitzvah, he's allowed to make a shvuah to be mekayim the mitzvah. As the pasuk says, in Tehillim, Nishpati v'akayema lishbar mishvatei tzikecha. How does it help them to keep the mitzvah? Because if somebody sincerely desires to do a mitzvah, and he has resolve, the stronger the resolve, the greater chances that he has for success. When a person has a shvuah, that's a tremendous resolve, because we know that a shvuah that a person makes, what's a shvuah? A shvuah is a person swearing by the truth, by the amitius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'll do something. So if he takes upon himself to do a mitzvah, so there, in certain cases, it's a good thing, it's a mitzvah, because that will strengthen his resolve and he'll be able to do the mitzvah properly. And that might be the lesson of the Avnei Nezer. That is the lesson of the Avnei Nezer that he's telling us in this week's parasha. That we have to learn from Yehuda, not only that he guaranteed Binyamin, and not only that he was able to convince Yosef, but he had the resolve, he had the inner strength, Maisa Avisim Labanim, that we learn from Yehuda, that we have to sometimes reach deeper into ourselves and believe in ourselves and believe that we have kaychas that maybe we don't know about, but we have to try to find those deeply hidden strengths, kaychas, potential that we have in order to be Mekayim, in order to accomplish great things. A good Shabbos.